The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
You might wait till after the season.
Exactly right, yeah.
Jade's going to follow the Leopold boys into the rooms, and we're hopefully going to get the song this afternoon. A big win by Leopold. And 70-point win this afternoon for them. And Jane's going to follow them in around the grounds for Leopold Sporties. Brisbane 10-7-67. The Giants 3 straight 18 in the AFLW in the fourth quarter this afternoon. And what have we got? St Kilda playing Hawthorn as well. So a lot of AFLW games this afternoon. Saints 4-3-27 lead Hawthorn. One behind, as we said earlier today, Collingwood were winners over the Sydney Swans, 6-9-45. Sydney 2-2-14. Essendon went down to Carlton by a point. So they're the games in the AFLW for the Leopold Sporties this afternoon. And hopefully we'll get Jane. Here's the song. Leopold boys 19-11-125. They defeated Colac 8-7-55 this afternoon here in the first semi-final. They set up a prelim final against Newtown next Saturday afternoon. We're in the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. I tried to drink the Kool-Aid again today. I thought, well, hopefully they can get back, because they're a great bunch of blokes, and they're a great club, and they're a great team. You want them to do well, and they just, unfortunately, just their form at the wrong end of the season, wasn't it?
Chase, you don't finish second for no reason.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You know what I mean? You don't have such a super year to just not give a yelp, and that's why we thought today they may bounce back from the fortnight they've had, and unfortunately they didn't. And that's taking nothing away from Leopold, who were absolutely brilliant today. And they are at the other end of their football.
Absolutely.
They are flying.
Yeah,
so,
getting ready, aren't they?
But you know, just on the back of that, with Rowe, all coaches in the GFL this year have been absolutely
amazing.
Brilliant.
They have
just engaged, and all of them are very honest. So, they've been fantastic.
All right, head-to-head thanks to the Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. The head-to-head this afternoon, Kirsch.
I was Trent West versus Henry Walsh, and Trent West gets the nod by a long shot on that one. He was just the dominant big fella out there all day, and he didn't stop trying to the end. He's still flying for marks in the goal square late in the game. He got some silver service to that midfield. Even when Marcus Thompson was quiet in that first half, others stood up, and he was a real reason why they will, well, when we see the stats, they would have dominated the clearances and hit us to advantage because of him. And he had a super game, and Henry Walsh was a little bit quiet. So big tick there to Mr. West.
All right. Trent West wins the head-to-head. The Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. That's Steamatic. Who's the standout this afternoon?
Well, 13 ticks for players.
I was
going to
say, just throw the magnets in the air.
Yeah, I'm a bit like Rowe, so I could throw the magnets. But that shows you a good football side, isn't it? When you can't even choose a best player. I wouldn't be surprised if Ollie Tate's not in the best six, you know, in the newspaper tomorrow because it could be any six. You could pick a six, and I could pick a six today that would be different. So for me today, I thought Mitch Burgess. He's 21st. He was fantastic all day, Mitch Burgess. And
had a lot of love today, Mitchie.
He has, and I think he deserves a little bit more recognition. He was fantastic today, so he can get the Steamatic player of the day.
All right, so the Steamatic standout is Mitch Burgess this afternoon.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.